Turkey is preparing to launch a major military operation into Iraq, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowing to end the threat posed by the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which has been fighting Turkey for decades. Turkish forces have been carrying out military operations for the last 2 years in neighboring northern Iraq against bases of the PKK, which has been fighting for Kurdish minority rights in Turkey for decades. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now vowing to permanently end the threat posed by the PKK and its affiliates in neighboring Syria.
Sınırlarımızı güven altına alacak çemberi tamamlamak üzereyiz.
Mesut Jarşın, presidential advisor and professor at Istanbul's Yeditepe University, says Ankara has a new approach to defeating the PKK.
As a new model, Ankara has different in diplomatic and military cooperation, both with Baghdad and Erbil, against the PKK terrorist organization. In the coming days, it is expected that PKK targets along the approximately 330 kilometers in Iraq border. By securing the Iraq border, Turkey is expected to create 40-kilometer new security corridors.
In March, Baghdad banned the PKK, giving Ankara a boost in its war against the Kurdish group. Erdogan is also developing close ties with the leadership of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan Regional Government in Erbil. Analysts say such cooperation is vital to Ankara's goal of eradicating the PKK threat. Murat Aslan is with the Foundation for Political, Economic and Social Research, an Ankara think tank.
Turkey will focus on the capacity of Iraqi security forces together with Kurdish regional governments, Peshmerga. And Turkey wants a full encirclement of PKK members in Iraq and then destroy them, neutralize them.
Erdogan in April is scheduled to visit Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan regional government and Baghdad, where the PKK is expected to top the agenda. Analysts say enhanced bilateral trade, as well as increasing international transit trade through Iraq to Turkey, gives Erdogan new leverage with Baghdad. Aydın Selcan is a former senior Turkish diplomat serving in Iraq and now a regional analyst for Turkey's MediaScope news portal.
The carrot is the new so-called development road, which will connect Basra port to the Turkish border, to Habur or to a new border gate perhaps. It will have a railroad, then a parallel to it there will be a highway which will bring billions of US dollars to Baghdad's coffers. So for that project to be realistic, there should be stability and security in Iraq. So in a way, Ankara wishes to repackage the combat against PKK within that project.
But analysts warn with the PKK headquarters in Iraq's mountainous Kandil region bordering Iran, any operation will require Tehran's cooperation. Murat Aslan with the Foundation for Political, Economic and Social Research, an Ankara think tank.
Iran is important. Why? Because Kandil Mountain is not only in Iraq. I mean, Kandil Mountain is divided between Iran and Iraq. Whenever an operation, is planned and implemented in the region, they go to Iran, enjoy a safe haven and come back. So this campaign should be complemented by Iranian efforts, but it's not a guarantee. We will see what happens.
With rivalry between Turkey and Iran increasing across the region, Tehran may be reluctant to accommodate Ankara's demands, which analysts warn could add to ongoing bilateral tensions, giving the PKK room to escape the tightening Turkish grip. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.